Welcome in. Today we're doing a three-note hook construction masterclass for drum and bass in Ableton Live, using only stock devices, intermediate level. So I'm going to assume you can move around the session and arrangement view, you know how to make a MIDI clip, and you've done basic EQ and compression before. Here's the big idea, in DNB, especially rollers and jungle influence stuff, a hook doesn't need a whole melody, it needs identity and momentum. Three notes is the sweet spot, because it's memorable enough to hum, simple enough to survive a loud mix, and flexible enough to carry 16 to 32 bars with variation. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar drop hook with three pieces, a main hook, a shadow layer, and a stinger or fill moment, and it'll be mix ready. Eck, saturation, glue, spatial effects, and the groove will be pocketed against kick, snare, and bass. Step 0, set up the session foundations. Set your tempo to the DNB zone, 172 to 176. I'm going to sit at 174 BPM. Pick a key that's friendly for darker DNB. F minor, G minor, D minor classics for a reason. I'll use F minor for the walkthrough examples. Now do some basic housekeeping. Make groups. Drums, bass, music, effects. This isn't just neatness. It makes arranging and gain staging faster later. And drop in a simple drum loop to write against. It can be a placeholder two-step or a breakbeat loop. The point is, your hook rhythm should be written around the drums, not in a vacuum. Quick optional vibe move. If you like jungle swing, open the groove pool early and try a light swing 16 groove. Light is the keyword. We're not trying to make it drunken. We're trying to make it breathe. Now step 1. Choose your three notes, but do it the DNB safe way. I want you thinking in rolls, not theory flex. Your three notes are going to have jobs. First, anchor. That's home. Most of the time, that's the root. Second, color. That tells us the mood. In minor keys, the flat 3 is an easy color note. In Ravoy Jungle, the flat 7 is a classic color note. The fourth can feel suspended and uplifting without turning it into a big chord progression. Third, tension. This is the spicy one, often flat 2 for that Phrygian edge, or a tight neighbor note that rubs briefly. In F minor, here are three proven sets. Dark minimal, F, G, B, ab. That's root, flat 2, flat 3. Instant techie menace if you keep it rhythmic and punchy. Classic stable minor, F, B, B, C. That's root, 4, 5. It's super solid over big bass and doesn't argue much with the harmony. Jungle rave stad energy, F, ib, B, B. Root, flat 7, 4. That one has old school flavor baked in. Choose one and commit. Don't overthink it, because in DNB the rhythm is at least 60% of what makes the hook work. Step 2. Write the hook rhythm first, before you touch sound design. Make a new MIDI track called Hook. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip. 2 bars is perfect because it's long enough to imply a phrase, but short enough to loop while you dial the groove. Now, a teacher tip that'll save you years. Lock the hook to the drum gaps, not the grid. Especially with a big snare on 2 and 4, treat the snare like it's a vocalist. Your hook is the second vocalist. They can't both talk at the same time. So aim your notes around the snare, and use little anticipations to create forward pull. Here's a practical 2-bar example using F minor with F, G, B, ab. You can copy the vibe, not the exact placements. Bar 1. Start with F3 on the first beat as an 8th note. Then put a quick G, B, 3 as a 16th in that little space before the snare. Then ab 3 is an 8th to answer, then another quick GB 3 16th late in the bar. Bar 2, repeat the idea, but add one little push. After the ab 3 hit, add a super short ab 3 16th as an anticipation, then end with GB 3. Now do velocities. Don't skip this. Main hits around 95 to 110. Ghost and quick notes around 55 to 75. That velocity contrast is what makes a three-note idea feel like a performance instead of a loop. And control note lengths. Short notes feel more modern and percussive, especially with heavy drums. Slightly longer notes feel more like stabs, more rave or jungle. There's no correct answer, but choose intentionally. Before moving on, do a quick check. Loop the 2 bars and mute your drums for a second. If the hook feels boring without drums, it probably relies too much on downbeats. Put more energy into the offbeats and anticipations. Step 3. Build a stock instrument that cuts through a loud drop. You can do this with Waveatable or Operator. Waveatable is the fastest all-rounder, so I'll start there. Drop Waveatable on the hook track. Oscillator 1. Basic shapes. Pick a saw. Oscillator 2. Basic shapes. Pick a square, and bring its volume down so it's more of a flavor than a second lead. Add a little unison, 2 to 4 voices, but keep the amount low. If you crank unison, It sounds huge soloed, and then it smears in a full DNB mix. Controlled width is the game. Turn on a low-pass filter. Pick something with character like MS2 style if you want grit. Start your cutoff somewhere around 1.5 to 4K depending on brightness, and add some drive, like 2 to 6 dB, just enough to give it bite. Now shape it with the amp envelope for a plucky but heavy hook, attack basically instant, 0 to 5 milliseconds, decay around 200 to 450 ms, sustain low, 0 to about 25%, release 80 to 180 ms. This gives you punch and space between hits, so the drums can breathe. Add subtle motion, an LFO to the filter cutoff, sync it to 1/8 or 1/4, and keep the amount small. You're not trying to make it wobble like a bass, you're trying to make it alive when it repeats. Optional but powerful, instead of only modulating cutoff, try a tiny modulation on wave-eatable position or warp, just a little. When your melody is minimal, micro-movement becomes interest. Step 4. The hook processing chain. All stock. First, EQ 8, high pass it, generally 150 to 250 Hz. If your bass is huge, go higher. Your hook should live above the sub and most of the low mid weight. If it's boxy, cut a couple dB around 250 to 500 Hz. If it needs presence, a small boost in the 2 to 5K zone can help, but don't just boost because you can. Boost because you're solving I can't hear the motif. Next, saturator. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. The goal is density, not destruction. Saturation adds harmonics, which is exactly how you keep a hook audible under a massive reese and loud breaks. Then glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This isn't about pumping, it's about making the hook feel like one confident object in the mix. Add auto filter for movement and arrangement control. You can automate a gentle low pass for transitions, or do a band pass moment for contrast. Then echo. Set it to 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback around 10 to 25%. Filter the echo itself. High pass around 250 to 400, low pass around 4 to 7K. Keep dry slash wet low, like 6 to 15%. In DNB, delay is seasoning, not soup. Then reverb, plate or a small room, decay about 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 ms. High pass the reverb so it doesn't cloud the mix, somewhere 300 to 600 Hz. Dry slash wet 5 to 12%. Rule of thumb. Short and filtered equals depth without washing the drop. Optional utility at the end. If you need control, you can narrow slightly in dense moments or widen slightly at phrase ends. But don't rely on width for impact. Impact comes from rhythm and transience. Extra teacher move here. One parameter, one purpose. Decide what each automation lane is doing. Filter automation equals energy. Echo throws equals space. Saturator drive equals intensity. Width equals big moment only. If you automate everything, you blur the story. Step 5. Make it sit in the groove with sidechain and pocketing. Put a regular compressor on the hook track, not glue. Turn on sidechain. Feed it from your kick, or better, from a ghost kick track that's consistent. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 ms. Set it to match the groove. Pull the threshold down until you get 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. If your snare is the real bully, sidechain from snare too, or use a ghost trigger that hits both kick and snare. You're basically carving a little pocket so the hook feels glued to the drums instead of sitting on top. Then do frequency pocketing. If the bass is heavy at 150 to 300, high pass the hook higher, 200 to 300. If the hook fights the snare crack around 2 to 4K, do a tiny cut there and find presence slightly higher, like 5 to 8K, or add harmonic density with saturation instead of EQ boosts. Step 6. Arrange it so it stays exciting for 16 bars. We're going to use micro-variation. That's the secret sauce in rolling DNB. The hook stays recognizable, but it subtly evolves every 4 bars. Here's a clean 16-bar plan. Bars 1 to 4, main hook. Clean statement. Let the listener learn it. Bars 5 to 8, as shadow layer or an extra rhythm detail. Same notes, same identity, bigger system. Bars 9 to 12, automate something from motion and add one missing beat moment. A half bar, where the hook drops out, can feel like the track inhaling before it punches again. Bars 13 to 16, stinger fill into the next phrase. That can be an octave pop on the last note, a little echo throw, a filter open then shut, something that acts like a signpost. Variation tools that keep you inside the three-note rule. Change velocity so bar 4 or bar 8 pops. Change note lengths, like shortening the last hit for tension. Swap note order for call and response. For example, phrase A could feel like anchor to tension to color, and phrase B could feel like anchor to color to tension. Same three notes, but the ear hears a new sentence, and use negative space fills. Instead of adding extra notes, remove one expected hit in bar 8 or 16, then let the echo or reverb tail answer. Silence becomes the fill. That's a very pro DNB move. Optional advanced validation. Rhythmic displacement. Duplicate your 2-bar clip and nudge the whole phrase earlier by a 16th for bars 9 to 12. Same notes, same rhythm pattern, but the gravity shifts, and it feels like the drop leveled up. Also, micro-timing. Don't global groove everything. Nudge only the fast notes. Push anticipation slightly early, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. Pull answers slightly late, like 2 to 8 milliseconds. This keeps it human without smearing your transients. Step 7. Layering. While staying true to three-note hook. Layer A is your main mid-range hook. That's your wave-eatable or operator voice with the processing chain. Layer B is the shadow layer. Duplicate the MIDI. Keep the same three notes, but change the octave. Plus 12 semitones gives you a bright edge. Minus 12 can add weight, but be careful not to invade the subspace. A good default is, keep the anchor a little lower, put the color mid, and jab the tension an octave up. Same pitch classes, new energy. Sound ideas. Operator with a sine or triangle for a clean shadow, then mild overdrive for edge, or analog for a slightly vintage stab character. Process the shadow differently. High pass it higher, like 300 to 500 HC. And if you want a cool metallic bite, add corpus very lightly and tune it around your keynote. Mix 5 to 15%. Don't overdo it. Layer C is a transient tick or noise layer for rhythmic clarity. This is how the hook reads over busy breaks without you turning it up. Use simpler with a short noise click, or use wave-eatable noise. Then use auto pan as a tremolo. Set phase to 0 degrees, rate around 1/8. Low amount, just enough to give consistent articulation. Now a quick mix tip. If you want the hook to be wide but punchy, use stock mid/side control. Put EQ 8 in M/S mode on the hook group. Keep the mid-range, like 1 to 4K. Stable in the mid-channel because that's readability. If you need air, add a gentle high shelf on the sides above 6 to 8K. This audio version is shortened for playback.